Started now, if everyone's ready.
It's going.
Okay, so today's Tuesday, February 7th, 2023. This is the Vanguard Academy Board Meeting. Time is 6:33 p.m. So we'll go ahead and open the board meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, so we'll have roll call. We'll just go around the table this way.
Trey Palmer, Board Clerk.
Charles Reynolds, Director.
Kim Mangum, Board Member.
Michael Clark, Interim Co-Director.
Darren Jenkins, Board Member.
Grace Mitchell, Board Treasurer.
Red Nelson, Board Member.
Debbie Llewellyn, Board Member.
Scott Kingston, Vice Chair.
And Eric Freeman, Board Chair. So first on the agenda is public comments. Do we have any public comments today?
No, there are not.
Okay. So if there's anyone, no one has any public comments, we'll go ahead and move to the next agenda item, which is items of excellence. So I know we just met last week, but if there's any new items of excellence that anyone wants to talk about, we'll open that up now.
Our grades are looking fantastic. We've had a lot of follow through, and kids' grades are improving drastically. We've had a lot of parent communication, so we've been asking teachers to personally call a parent if their student is a D or below, and so those grades have come up to the point where there's very few that need to be called on. So we've seen quite a bit of progress in that. We're going to finish this quarter very strong.
Good. Anything else? All right, so we'll get into the next item, which is the minutes from our previous meeting. So we should all have a copy of the January 31st meeting minutes. As soon as we're ready, then we're open for motions to approve these.
I would recommend on the last, the second to last sentence in item 5, and it says Grace motion to award. We should probably add an ED to that.
Yeah, I caught that too. And then on number 10, the closed session. The motion is to enter to, if we need to change that to discuss pending or imminent litigation.
To discuss that's pending or imminent.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's the language in statute.
Okay.
There's two places you change that.
Where's the second?
First sentence.
The closed. Enter the closed session to discuss.
I got that one.
Oh, Mr. Nelson.
That one says imminent, but I'll add pending. Okay.
Also at the end of number 6, same thing with the word motion.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
I motion that we approve the meeting notes from Tuesday, January 31st, with the corrections that have been
So a motion from Kim. Do we have a second?
I second.
A motion from Kim to approve and a second from Grace. All in favor of approving last week's meeting minutes, say aye.
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 Any opposed, say no. So those minutes are approved. The next item is the GPS RFP that we discussed and approved last week. Michael has a correction that he wanted to present to the board.
Thank you. As you guys know, we accepted the bid last week for LearningMate Solutions, which was a really, really good choice. But in the discussion last week, a question was asked to me if they were the lowest bid, and I said yes, and that was incorrect, and I apologize for that oversight. They did not come in the lowest bid. They were the highest bid, actually. Well, they tied for the highest bid. I have a summary of scores that I wanted to provide out to each one of you so you can see how these scores came out. And the highlighted boxes, so you got to, when you look at an RFP, you look at it as in three different sections: the minimum mandatory requirements, and then the scorable proposal, and then you look at the cost analysis. And all of the bids passed the minimum mandatory requirements. On the proposal score, you can see that two of the three scorers chose bid one, LearningMate Solutions, and one score chose the third one down below. Then you move to the cost analysis, and the cost analysis is evaluated separately than the proposals. It's by law that has to be done separately. And you can see bid two comes in much lower than everyone else, $219,000. Some reasons, I believe, and one of those is that they require an annual subscription of $22,000. And they didn't add that in for the duration of the whole contract. So that would have been 22 times three, because the development's going to happen over 2 years, and there's additional 2 years for or two to 3 years for the continuation of the contract, the 5-year contract. And so that $22,000 would have been added to that as well. One of the reasons why this occurred was because the score sheets from the different scorers. This is a score sheet that was provided to us by the state, and there was an error in the function on the very bottom of the score sheet, and I can just pass this book around to show you guys, but it's the total evaluation points, and it totals the technical points for the proposal along with the cost points for being the lowest cost and whatnot. And it's supposed to sum those two numbers together and then spit out a total score. But the function wasn't doing that. It wasn't summing those two together. And so it would just give the total evaluation points for the technical score. So in this binder, and if you want to take a look at it, you can see I've included corrected sheets where we corrected that mistake for each of the different scorecards, as well as the original incorrect score sheets, and you can see the differences there. But looking at the bids, the bid one still was the highest that was scored in the proposal rounds, and I think the board still made a really, really good selection with LearningMate. They're going to be a quality company and be able to get this product out to us in a way that we're looking for, and they're non-conflicted, which is also, I think, a good point to throw out there as well. So, any questions?
So, taking the cost into account, are they still the best total score, even though the cost isn't, or is that
not
quite? So, bid two's 808, but when you add the subscription fees, then obviously their cost is going to increase. So, taking that into account,
it
doesn't move matter.
It. I think they still would have come in as the lowest, and so they probably would have still gotten those 300 points, and they would have, when you total the scores in, they would have been the leader there. And the board's not required to choose the winner.
Right.
You could go from whichever. You can look at any one of these categories on here and say, okay, well, these ones outscored in this, and the part that matters, the proposal part. their technical ability, you know, their ability to deliver on the product that we want, they outscored everyone else. We're going to go with that, even though they weren't the lowest bid. Sometimes you don't want the lowest bid, right? Depending on what the
product is. Did we add the justification as there's no conflicts?
Did we add the 5 years? So over the duration of the contract, you're going to add, $110,000 to their bid?
You it would be for 3 years because the first 2 years are developing
$6,000. So those other cost scores are going to rise significantly.
The other bids didn't have an annual subscription.
Right.
That's what you said.
But the cost is going to, the score for the cost is going to rise on the other ones because it's normalized to that lowest bid, right?
Correct. Yeah.
So, and maybe if you do that, that cost is going to rise enough to offset that difference.
That's a good point. Maybe I should do that and see what we come up with there. If the board's interested in that, I can definitely do them up. I see exactly what you're saying now. I don't want to go in and alter a proposal. They didn't include it. They should have. But clearly, when you look at it, it does have an annual subscription of $22,000. And if we go beyond the five-year contract and we continue that relationship, it's still going to cost us $22,000 annually per that. And I can show you their cost sheet.
Which country is that?
That was...
it was Elevation Solutions.
Elevation Solutions. So,
which?
They were,
I don't remember.
They are
which
not.
Was it bid number one, bid number two?
Bid number one was the one
was
selected.
So you can see that they have, if you look at their cost proposal, they have an annual subscription cost of
$22,300.
Bid number one,
bid number three.
So does that mean you're putting all the software in?
I don't know that. That makes me worried about that. Right? Why would we need an annual subscription for software that we own, that we paid for, and we developed? There was another company that had an annual subscription cost in there as well. That was the fourth proposal. Cint, I want to say. The other two, proposal one and proposal three, the proposal that we selected, and then the proposal that was probably the second highest bid, had no subscription in there. So I think that's a good sign.
So I just recalculated. If my math is correct, bid number one's cost score would go up to 226, and their total score would be 874. So they would be...
They would have been.
Yeah.
That's good information. Thank you for doing that. I should have thought that through and made that correction.
And my own thoughts, the board certainly can move forward with what they already approved last time, but I just felt like for the benefit of all the bidders, it was important to make sure the board had all the correct information.
Yeah. And to demonstrate that when we do make mistakes, we're going to bring that to you. We're very open and honest as an admin team. And when Charles brought this to me and you looked at it with that, man, this has to go to the board. So you guys have all the pieces and know all the items. There.
So what was that again? The total change?
So the total change is 874.
Would be bid number one?
So the bid number one cost score went from 81.2 to 226.
And then what did bid do?
Well, two stayed the same because it's the lowest.
So
the lowest bid's 300.
I see, because now it's... I see what you're saying.
So it still would have been the highest,
yeah,
given the adjustments of the...
Yeah.
So the outcome is still the same.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Scores.
Three would go up comparatively, but would still be...
Right. More. Yeah, three would go up. Three would be roughly the same as two, I think.
Yeah. For one.
I think it's important to know, $379,000 was exactly the amount that we put in the RFP for our budget. So it's not over budget. It's right up. That's right where we want it to be. So I think that was in the RFP, that number for what we were looking for. And they hit that. So if there's no questions, that's all I have for you.
Yeah, so Ben just got here, so you can add your name to the roll, Ben.
Okay. Ben Robinson, board member.
Thank you. Is there any more discussion from the board on that RFP? Do we feel like we want to continue to move forward with what we voted on last time? It's not a voting item on the agenda, and I don't know that we need to re-vote, but I think we could decide to pull it back, but I don't think we need to re-vote on it.
I don't think so.
I agree. I'll leave it where it is.
There's no more discussion on that. We'll move on to the articulation agreement. And I think we've got a copy of this, and we'll turn it over to Charles for discussion on this.
Okay. As we've had discussions on what we can do to help promote our enrollment and help identify some of the things that the state, some of the concerns the state charter board has had, then one of the board members, Debbie, recommended an articulation agreement with Endeavor Hall, where they're right next door, to be able to allow a preference in enrollment to that school, where they're right next to us. And this agreement outlines that. Maybe we can just run through it real quick here. It says this articulation agreement is made by and between Vanguard Academy and Endeavor Hall. Whereas Utah Code 53G-6-5024 provides that a charter school may give an enrollment preference to item F, a student articulating from one charter school to another pursuant to an articulation agreement between the charter schools that is approved by the state charter school board. Whereas Vanguard and Endeavor operates charter schools in West Valley City in close geographic proximity, and whereas Vanguard and Endeavor seek to serve traditionally underserved students in and around West Valley City, now therefore in consideration of the recitals, mutual promises, covenants, and agreements contained herein, the parties intending to be bound hereby covenant and agree as follows. Item one, approval by the parties' respective boards. This agreement is conditioned upon and will not become effective until it has been approved by the governing boards for both Vanguard and Endeavor and Utah State Charter School Board. Number two, enrollment preference. Pursuant to the code listed, Vanguard Academy hereby agrees to give enrollment preference to Endeavor Hall students who have completed the sixth grade at Endeavor Hall and apply to attend Vanguard Academy beginning in the seventh grade. Item three, term and termination. This agreement shall become effective on the effective date, which is the date that both the Utah State Charter School Board approves them, and will apply to all Endeavor students applying to attend Vanguard beginning with the 23-24 school year. This agreement shall continue in effect until terminated by either party. Either party may terminate this agreement at any time by giving the other party written notice at least 30 days before the open enrollment deadline established by the state of Utah for the upcoming academic year. Item four, compliance with applicable laws. The parties will comply with the requirements of state and federal law and regulations relating to this agreement. And item five, cooperation. Parties agree to cooperate with one another in good faith to fulfill the terms of this agreement without limiting the foregoing. The parties agree that their respective directors will mutually agree upon reasonable administrative timelines and procedures necessary to fulfill the purpose of the agreement. Item six, entire agreement. This agreement represents the sole and entire agreement between the parties and supersedes all prior agreements, negotiations, and discussions between them with respect to the subject matter covered hereby. No amendment or revision to this agreement shall be valid unless both parties ratify the change in writing. And item seven, counterparts. This agreement may be executed in any number of counterparts, each of which shall be deemed an original
all of which together constitute one and the same instrument. The agreement has been reviewed by Dave Mortensen, our attorney. He feels like that there's no, everything in here meets all the legal requirements. We're proposing to the board to move forward. If we approve this agreement, then the process is next. Endeavor Hall will take it to their board for approval, and then we would submit it as a charter, as an amendment to the charter.
With that in mind, on number six, we're making no amendment or revision to the agreement without the full parties ratify the change, and is it approved by the Utah State Charter Board? Because you can't make a change in it either without their approval, correct?
That is true. That is correct.
Yes. We can add that language, Brad, if you'd like. I will say that I think you could terminate the agreement without seeking approval. But as far as, you're right, if you were going to make any amendments to it that created a new or changed the priority, then you probably would have to do that. I'm happy to add that language and provide, make that change, assuming that's what you'd like, and we can add that.
You never know in the future, someone else reading this say, oh, well, we'll just make an agreement and change it.
Fair point. Yeah, absolutely. I'll go ahead and add that. Assuming the board votes in favor of this with that added language, I'll add that for this evening and send it out there. But we get it submitted to the state charter board tomorrow. Assuming.
We have to wait till Endeavor Hall.
Yeah, that's right.
They meet the last Thursday of the month. Their board chair was going to try to stop by tonight. She was kind of busy. So it could be submitted prior to March 2nd.
We could do that. Yes.
They go up to grade six.
Mm-hmm. And they said they lose families sometimes because their sixth grader graduates and goes to junior high, and they don't want to go to two different locations, and so they'll pull the rest of their kids from the school. So they have about 40 sixth graders right now. That'd help them keep some of their families a little bit longer.
But this doesn't require parents or their kids.
Are we looking for an amendment? Or
yes, so we're open. We're open for motions.
I would motion that we approve this articulation agreement, subject to the approval of Endeavor and the State Charter Board, with the change in paragraph six, including the approval for any changes by the Utah State Charter Board.
So we have a motion from Brad. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Motion from Brad and a second from Ben to approve this articulation agreement with the change that Brad mentioned.
And it was in number
paragraph six.
Paragraph six.
Yeah, to include the approval of the State Charter Board with any amendments. And pursuant to approval of Endeavor Hall's board also.
Okay,
all in favor of approving this with those changes, say aye.
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 Any opposed, say no. Okay, so this has been approved. Next item on the agenda is the charter agreement, or the charter amendment, sorry, and that is also being done by Charles.
And that's simply with the articulation agreement. In order to submit it, it's submitted as a charter amendment. And so we just need the board's approval to, once that has been submitted, to submit the amendment with the articulation agreement to the board.
Okay.
Would this postpone us submitting our charter amendment that we've already done?
We've already submitted that.
The one we've already done has already been submitted.
this would just be an additional amendment that would be submitted in, I mean, it would, both amendments would remain.
So there's not too much more discussion, I think, to have on that. So we'll entertain any motions to approve the next charter amendment.
A motion to approve it.
I'll second.
So the motion from Darren, the second from Kim. So all in favor of approving the charter amendment to include the articulation agreement, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Say no. Okay, so the charter amendment is approved.
Do we have to say subject to federal law accepting that?
I think it probably would be
pretty
correct. Subject to that.
So maybe if you want to restate that motion, subject to Endeavor Hall's board approval.
And the charter
school board.
A motion to approve Endeavor Hall's and change the handbook pending approval from Endeavor Hall's. And state charter. And state charter.
Well, I don't think we need the state charter board's approval to submit the change to our charter, right?
And just Endeavor Hall's approval.
Just Endeavor Hall's approval.
Okay, I'll second.
Okay, so we have the motion from Darren and the second. And you got the change in language, so all approved, or all approve for that motion, say aye.
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 Any opposed, say no. Okay, so that one is approved. And next item is policy review. That's also Charles.
Do we want to table that until it's the agreement's approved by the state charter school board? Otherwise, we don't need to update this.
And that's a good point.
Do they not have to be together?
The policy amendment was simply to add into the policy the preference that Endeavor Hall would have. But if that would be more... Not the policy.
I didn't realize. So this is two separate things. The charter
There's
amendment.
There's the charter amendment and the policy.
Which we don't have. And then the second part is the policy review of the change of the policy handbook.
So do you need a motion to approve pending approval of the articulation agreement?
It would make sense that it would be subject to that. Okay. So in other words, if the articulation agreement didn't get approved, then this policy would not take effect. I just want to avoid having to call another special meeting to do a policy once it gets approved.
I'll motion that we approve the updated enrollment and lottery policy subject to the State Charter School Board approving the articulation.
I'll second that.
Okay, so the motion from Debbie to approve the policy and the lottery policy subject to
articulation agreement
articulation.
Being approved by both Endeavor Hall and board.
Yep. And then we have the second from Grace. So all in favor of this policy update as stated by Debbie, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, so that one is approved pending those other items. Last on the agenda is the possible closed session, and this is also pending imminent litigation issues. Or I think we need to go into closed session because of pending imminent litigation issues. And so we'll entertain any motion to go into that closed session.
Do you need to invite anybody into that closed session before the
session? Who does the board want to invite in? I think it makes sense, at least. Probably Dave and Charles and Royce. Who does the board want to?
That makes sense.
Those three? Okay. So I think in the motion we can say who we want to invite into the closed session. We will entertain that motion.
Motion to go into closed session with invitation to Charles, Dave, be more than otherwise for pending litigation, pending or imminent litigation.
Okay. And we want to invite Joy also, right?
I'm always
already,
I'm at
okay.
Me, yeah.
Okay.
I'll second.
So the motion from Grace and the second from Debbie. You got all the language in there?
Yep.
Okay, so all in favor of going into closed session, we'll do a roll call vote.
Ben Robinson, board member? Yes.
Okay.
Kim Mangum, board member, yes.
Gary Jenkins, board member, yes.
Chris Mitchell, yes.
Brad Nelson, board member, yes.
Debbie Llewellyn, board member, yes.
Scott Kingston, board vice chair, yes.
And Eric Freeman, board chair, yes. Okay, so we'll move into closed session.